Audiologist, a Phonak podcast.
Welcome. My name is Lisa Basick, and I am the Rehabilitation Manager at Phonak Headquarters in Switzerland. We've chosen the topic of auditory skills training for this podcast series. At Phonak, we believe it has a lot of potential for helping people move towards acceptance of hearing technology. And the timing is perfect because we are introducing an online portal full of auditory skills training tools to make it easy for you to offer in your daily practice. I am very excited to meet with Dr. Maren Strappel today, who is a researcher working at Sonova headquarters in Switzerland. Maren has expertise in hearing technology and auditory neuroscience. Her interests are in audiology, cognition, brain plasticity, and tinnitus. She is an expert in the development and implementation of evidence-based services to improve overall quality of life for those with hearing loss. Welcome, Maren.
Thank you, Lisa, for inviting me. I'm looking forward to discussing the topic of auditory training with you today.
I'm excited to talk about this topic today, too, because auditory training is a hot topic in the industry right now. Actually, it's a hot topic in the global health community. In the recently published World Report on Hearing, the World Health Organization stated that auditory training is a tool to help people better use hearing in all situations. Maren, that's a big statement. Can I ask what you think about it? And do you think it will impact hearing healthcare worldwide?
Yes, I agree. It's really a big statement. And in my opinion, it's really great that the committee of the World Health Organization recognizes the importance of auditory training. The important aspect here is that they say that auditory training should be a component of auditory rehabilitation to support people with hearing impairment in achieving the maximum benefit of their communication. And I really hope that this official conclusion will change the current auditory rehabilitation and motivate more audiologists to integrate such a training in their practice.
Yeah, excellent point. You've done a lot of work specifically in the area of auditory training, or what we refer to at Phonak as auditory skills training. So for our listeners who are not as familiar with it, could you give us some background?
So auditory training aims at improving communication skills in hearing impaired individuals. And this is often achieved through a structured and repetitive training to induce perceptual learning. There are various forms of auditory training. Some of them focus more on psychoacoustic aspects of hearing, like discriminating different tones or detecting variations in sounds. Other trainings focus on speech perception, so for example, word recognition or phoneme discrimination. The overall aim of an auditory training should be to achieve transfer effects, so effects that go beyond the trained stimuli and tasks. And what is really important to keep in mind is that we want to achieve sustainable training benefits. So that means that people recognize their benefits even after longer time after the training.
Right. So speaking of benefits, you were part of a recent literature review looking at auditory training and how it supports oral rehab. Could you share with our listeners some of your findings? What did you learn?
Yeah, sure. So we looked into different studies using auditory training. And what was interesting to see is that all the training programs varied quite a lot across these studies, and they were not directly comparable. However, we found 16 studies with sufficiently high quality that we investigated further. And 10 out of these 16 studies showed a significant transfer effect of the training on objective speech measures. Another really important aspect of training programs is the compliance. So studies that assessed compliance reported a high rate for the trainees. And one study could show that compliance to a training schedule might influence the self-perceived benefit and maybe even the auditory performance, but this needs more research. What is interesting to see is that elderly individuals seem to benefit substantially from auditory training within the first weeks of hearing aid use. And their training benefit seems to be larger compared with experienced hearing aid users. Auditory training could be an important tool in increasing satisfaction as well as acceptance and compliance in new hearing aid users. And this should be really in the focus of future research.
So the research shows that although programs and results vary, auditory skills training has the potential of some real wonderful benefits. Yet it's often the missing piece in hearing healthcare. Do you know how often auditory skills training is being offered?
Yes, that's actually a really good question. So it's currently estimated that less than 10% of audiologists offer auditory training to their clients with hearing impairment. And one of the reasons for this very low percentage could be that all the training programs that are available show a large variation in types of training programs and the training stimuli used, as well as the frequency and the duration of training. And another factor is resources and time. The extra time needed to offer auditory training is often not compensated for hearing care professionals. There are also obstacles like finding auditory training programs that are accessible to hearing care professionals. And for face-to-face programs, there might be issues with affordability, distance to services, lack of reimbursement, and lack of access to qualified professionals for the clients with hearing impairment.
You're right, Maren. There are a lot of obstacles to face-to-face training, and perhaps the solution is going online. You know, Phonak and Advanced Bionics have come together to offer the Hearing Success Portal, and it's filled with digital auditory skills training tools. These tools can be used independently outside of the clinic to support people as they move towards acceptance of hearing technology. What are your thoughts on auditory skills training when offered via apps and online programs?
Yeah, you're right. One aspect of auditory training is that the people with hearing impairment get engaged in their rehabilitation. And the advantage of online training is that it's usually easily accessible at home, self-paced, and ideally also personalized. So that means that it adapts to the individual needs. And this form of training is time, cost, and resource effective for the clients as well as for the audiologists.
Right, because it is so important that we make auditory training accessible to everyone and that it's not just a big time commitment for hearing care professionals. Are there any recommendations you have for our listeners when introducing auditory training in their daily practice?
Yeah, I think the most important aspect is that audiologists need to motivate people to adhere to a training schedule. And this needs a good narrative because the people need to be convinced that this training has to be done every day for a certain amount of time over a certain period of time. And so patients with hearing loss need to understand that the ears and the brain work together and that the brain might need time and practice to adapt to hearing new sounds with technology. And auditory training might be a good tool to support this process. So I could recommend including this narrative and the counseling for hearing solutions in combination with an auditory training offer. And offering auditory skills training early on to motivated patients within weeks of fitting hearing technology could be important for their outcomes. So when a patient is considering hearing technology, this is a really good time to start the training, which includes setting communication goals and getting a baseline.
Those are excellent tips. Thank you, Maren. So I'm going to try to recap the key messages from our discussion today. First, the World Health Organization recently acknowledged that auditory training helps people to better use hearing in all situations. Although not all training programs are the same and results vary, offering auditory skills training early on has the potential to improve communication abilities. Digital auditory skills training tools can be used independently outside of the clinic to support people with hearing loss as they move towards acceptance of new hearing technology. And when offering auditory training, it is helpful during counseling to include the narrative that the brain might need time and practice to adapt to hearing new sounds. This could help with motivation. Maren, do you have a closing message for our listeners?
Yeah, so to conclude, I think it's really great that the World Health Organization recognizes the importance of auditory training. And I really hope that this will change the auditory rehabilitation that we have today. Auditory training can be a good tool to better explain patients the process of hearing and how one must be an active part of rehabilitation.
Maren, thank you so much for joining us today. If you are interested in learning more about the auditory skills training tools in the Hearing Success Portal or want to share this free resource, please visit hearingsuccess.com. Goodbye, and thank you for listening to this podcast.
Audiologist, a Phonak podcast.